This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, is a widespread, often intractable psychological problem affecting soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan and others who have been through intensely stressful experiences. The Santa Cruz-based Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies is exploring the potential that two common but illegal drugs may hold for treating PTSD, explains Executive Director Rick Doblin.
We're looking actively at MDMA, otherwise known as ecstasy, and we want to compare and contrast how marijuana works for PTSD with how MDMA-assisted psychotherapy works.
With the MDMA, Doblin adds, the drug is employed as a sort of portal into defended areas of the patient's consciousness, while a team of psychotherapists help him or her deal with the issues that arise.
MDMA is administered only under supervision of a male-female co-therapist team, and in a four-month period of treatment, they only get MDMA three times. We administer an initial dose at around 10 in the morning, and then half the initial dose, supplemental dose, around 2 hours later, and that results in about a 7 to 8 hour long session. It's different than a normal 50-minute therapy hour, and it requires a lot more stamina and attention from the therapist.
The drug is administered only three times over a four-month treatment protocol, accompanied by intensive therapy each time. The early results, Doblin says, are tremendously encouraging.
We had 21 subjects with chronic treatment-resistant post-traumatic stress disorder. People in the study had PTSD an average of 19-plus years. Most of them have had multiple courses of different drugs and also different kinds of therapies. And after our four-month treatment process, we do a follow-up 2 months after the last MDMA session. Over 80% no longer have PTSD.
Additional studies are pending in Spain, Jordan, and Canada. But Doblin says those that have already been completed elsewhere have had consistently positive outcomes.
We've completed our first U.S. study, which had 21 subjects. We've also completed our Swiss study, which has had 12 subjects, and that also got pretty good results. We've had 5 people in our Israeli study. Basically, we've had about 40 subjects with PTSD have now taken MDMA. And there hasn't been a single serious adverse event, and we've gotten substantial evidence of efficacy.
Despite the rigors involved in administering this treatment process, Doblin says it may prove to be an answer for a condition that so far has not really had one.
We've gone back to these people an average of 3 years after treatment. On average, the gains are sustaining. So we have the view that MDMA-assisted psychotherapy, which I should just say is quite labor-intensive and very expensive, it really gives us the opportunity to speak about cures.
Medical marijuana, by contrast, appears to help patients deal with the day-to-day symptoms of PTSD, and it is comparatively inexpensive. But getting the green light for actual clinical studies to confirm and measure its benefits has proven to be a bureaucratic nightmare, as we'll hear in tomorrow's report. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.